Welcome back in session, ladies and gentlemen. Is there any other, we've asked for opposition and we've heard it all? That depends. I mean, we gave you an opportunity to speak. Quickly. Quickly.
When I did look up from the tax map on the side, the property around that, is that farmland preservation or however that works for the farmland tax assessment or farmland assessment? And does that affect any setbacks on either of those sides?
We can ask the applicant. Sir, I called for anyone in opposition before.
Right, and I was in opposition before, but I didn't say I was going to speak.
Right, I asked for everyone that was in opposition.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, your rules.
All right. Yes, sir.
Hi.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Did you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to be heard?
Come right here, sir. I'll swear you in. You state your name and address for the record.
Walter Barr, 33639 East Hunter's Run in Palouse.
What'd you say your last name was?
Barr, B-A-H-R.
Okay. Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
I didn't know the process and I wasn't.
Right.
I came here for information and I got more than I thought.
Normally, I call for anyone that wants to speak, and I had said that a couple times, so that's why.
No,
but
I appreciate that, and
sure.
I didn't until I started
sure.
hearing your questions.
Okay.
There. Go ahead. I was asked, or I heard asked about the character of the building and the area
mm-hmm.
in here, and I wanted to make a point because we have gone through this before. There are no three-story buildings anywhere in this area. Are you familiar with Shall We Bounce
mm-hmm.
Route 9? This is bigger than that, what they're doing here. There is nothing there are no buildings in that area of this scale.
But there could be, because the county has an ordinance height, the maximum height of 42 feet.
I understand that.
So but houses could be.
Right. Oh, they could,
mm-hmm.
they could. And you could have a three-story house that,
mm-hmm.
that would
yep.
be this size, right? I'm not debating that.
Sure.
There just isn't anything
okay.
on this scale out in that area.
Okay.
The properties around it, there's like six developable properties in there and the farmlands around the outside. Three of them are, or I think two of them are commercial right now, and this sits behind that commercial, you know, that commercial property. So. I just, in terms of scale and what is being presented to this board, in isolation, this would just be a giant building in the middle of farmland, but it's not in isolation. Everything between this and where it's feeding into the road is zoned to be developed, and I just thought that ought to be put in perspective for the board.
Okay.
And thank you for letting me break your rules.
Not a problem. You can thank Ms. McGee.
Thank you very much. I'll learn.
Thank you. On behalf of the applicant, I'd like to speak to certain of the information.
Well, if you could answer one question that was just raised by Mr. Rieger. His concern or question about land. The farmland around it is in land?
The answer to that is no.
Is no? Okay. And I believe that answers his question.
Mr. Chairman, there's actually one additional question raised earlier, which is the length of time required to prepare the TIS, which was raised earlier.
That's right.
Well,
very good.
I wish that we could accurately answer that, but I think, as we all know, certainly the applicant does not dictate the alacrity with which the with DLDOT acts on our requests. All we can do is to supply what we're asked to supply to them in a timely fashion, and that we have done. I really do not. Does anybody feel comfortable in venturing a guess?
Sure. The question was asked about where we are in the traffic impact study. The traffic counts are done, and we literally submitted the traffic counts to DLDOT today. DLDOT, given the scope and size of this this study, my expectation is that we're probably 2 or 3 months before we have DLDOT's buy-in on the results of our counts. Once they buy into our counts, then our analysis begins, and that's when the back and forth with DLDOT about the validity of the results, what the results mean, how should they be interpreted, what do we do about the deteriorated level of service, that sort of thing. So I think an estimate of 6 months to have a traffic study is underinflated. I suspect we're probably 8 to 10 months before we start to see real results that the state will buy in on. In my presentation, I mentioned a number of different studies that DLDOT is working on, a number of different safety improvement projects that DLDOT is working on. The results of our study are going to be shuffled into all of that to ensure that whatever impact we have is properly addressed in as much as it can be. The last thing I'd like to say, and then I'll stop talking, is that the warrants for requiring a traffic impact study are, I believe it's 1,000, and there's an opportunity to pay the area-wide study fee or actually do a TIS. Our traffic is 315.
That's what you stated before earlier.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the traffic was, but three something like that.
You yes,
said
sir.
That. That's right. I thought you said that before.
Yes, sir.
And the other question I got for you, can you see this at all from the road?
No, sir.
Nothing?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, during the recess, we were talking about the grade separation. Tradewinds is roughly 10 feet in elevation higher than the center of our property. If in my presentation, I mentioned that the property, one of the historic uses was that of a borrow pit. Basically, one of the former landowners, and if you'll bear with me and the mouse, Black Hawk Gut runs through here and is the general property line between, it meanders along the property line between Oyster Cove to the west and Tranquility Breakwater to the east. And so this area was really not mined for material by the former, by the original landowners. Instead, they basically cut into the hill to remove material, and so in this area here, the ground elevation is roughly 10 feet lower than the ground elevation here. And because they still needed more dirt for whatever it was that they were doing, they dug this pond.
And the buffer trees are, how tall did you say, about 60 feet?
55 to 60 feet. They're mature trees.
So nowhere that anybody can see that down the road or anything, looking into it, you can...
From Oyster Cove, we're buffered by predominantly deciduous trees. From Old Orchard Road, you can't see the property at all.
Can't see the property at all?
No, sir.
Okay.
Interesting, my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If I may, just a few observations about the... some of the statements made by the opposition. First of all, picking up on this, I think it's clear that there's no substantial negative impact on surrounding properties with all of the existing trees and buffer zones that will be provided, as well as the elevation issue, which was just described by Mr. Palmer. But I guess I'm really where I'm having the most trouble with the opponent's representations is that my clients deal in the present. I deal in the present, and the board here deals in the present. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen 6 months from now or 6 years from now. And what I heard from the opponents was vague allegations that there's a couple of hotels that might be built sometime. There's plans in the offing. There's plans in the works. Well, I don't know of any, nobody has said that they're going to be on Old Orchard Road. I don't believe they are, because I don't know of any. And I don't know of any place where they would fit in. I suspect they may be referring to Savannah Road. Now, Savannah Road is a long road, and sure, it's crowded, but Old Orchard Road is not Savannah Road. And I think anybody who lives and travels in that area would have to agree with that. But the point is, the opponents, the opposition cannot prove present substantially adverse impact by reciting what might happen in the future. That a road may be realigned over there, or that a hotel may be built over there. And while I'm mentioning it, with all due respect to Mr. Viscount, I don't think he has a club in his bag that would reach Savannah Road from where he's coming from.
I do.
Sir, Mr. Pfeiffer, if you could address us.
Be that as it may, we're dealing in the present, and that's all we have to deal with. The opponents who spoke their concerns, and I'm convinced that they speak honestly and from the heart, but they're speaking in conjecture. They are speaking in speculation of what may happen in the future. That's not why we're here tonight. We're here to decide whether or not my client has met the requirements to obtain a special use exception permit for this property, and I submit that we have done that. We've gone to a good deal of time and effort and expense to do that. And the
Mr. Pfeiffer, just one thing though. You know, the argument that the opposition may be speculating, maybe not, and that we only deal with things that are in front of us. One of the things that this board has in front of it is it is a proposed use. So naturally, anything that is going to be presented regarding this special use exception is a proposal. It's a proposal by you, and it's a proposal as to what effect, if any, substantial adversely or not, that this would have on the neighboring and adjacent properties. So I think that's one of the things that this board, it's often a hurdle that the opposition on any of these kinds of things has, for that natural reason that they are, it's not as though it's there already.
Well,
so I think that's one of the things we have to take into consideration what they're saying. So,
Mr. Sharp, I understand that, and I certainly agree with it. But my point is, what needs to be taken into consideration by the board is evidence of what is offered, not opinion. And I have not seen any evidence from the opponents that spoke tonight. They had every opportunity to bring that evidence. There's been ample notification of this hearing. That is what it is. And lastly, there are two other points I want to make. I think that this project is anticipated favorably by both the City of Lewis and the Sussex County, because it offers an opportunity for those entities to cooperate and interact in supplying sewer and water and other infrastructure facilities that will benefit not only the my clients, but everyone who lives in this area.
I didn't see anything from the City of Lewis in this packet.
I'm not sure that's relevant to the question at hand, but anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And the last thing that I want to mention is that, you know, there seems to be a good deal of concern with traffic impact here. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, the traffic impact of this project as proposed does not have any more impact where we're proposing it than it would anywhere else in eastern Sussex County. And I think an examination of the of the maps and the records would support that. So we thank you for your time and ask you to consider our application.
Thank you. Okay, folks, you've heard all the testimony. What be your pleasure?
I'd like to have it tabled.
You want to table it, or you want to leave it, the hearing open for the traffic study?
Leave it first and then discuss it.
Well, if you leave it open for the traffic study, as indicated by Mr. Palmer, that could be open for 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Where that would come back in, so.
Well, we could leave it open and for any.
Because you can't reopen it.
Correct.
So that's why I asked the question.
Let's leave it open. I make a motion that we leave the hearing open for.
The traffic study?
I'm not voting on the traffic study.
Yeah, I'm not either, because that happens down the road, right?
Right, and it's also quite possible that that traffic impact study is tied to other projects that are going on that in that area.
But we could leave the
record
open for written
comments from DelDOT.
Comments from DelDOT and the public.
For a period of regarding what specifically, or just wide open, and for what period of time frame?
I don't think leaving it wide open would be a good idea.
Yeah, we've done this in the past where we have solicited comments from certain agencies, and we've left the record open for that limited purpose for written comments to come in. However, that opens up a bit of a challenge there in that we don't know how much we get. You know, the faucet gets turned on, you don't know how much is going to come out. And the other part is, you know, from the applicant's perspective, they may want to chime in on some of this as well, which maybe they wouldn't have the opportunity to do otherwise. Although, in theory, they could submit written comments as well. But I think that's one of the natural challenges we run into with it. Because otherwise you run the risk of the record just getting voluminous and never really getting closure. So I think we typically do it for limited reasons, such as, you know, like we left it the one open from last meeting so staff could research the Ag Preservation District. That was a specific limited reason.
So we could leave it open to for our until our first meeting in December to allow for more information from DelDOT.
What type of information are you looking for?
Can we request more information from them?
We could, but you know, the question is, will we get a response? Right. I mean, I don't know that we're going to be able to compel them to respond, particularly in the one thing you may be, and I don't want to speak for DelDOT, but they may be reluctant to provide comments because if they're going to be doing a traffic impact study proceeding and they've just now gotten traffic counts, they may not want to tip their hand as to what their thoughts are on the whole thing. I don't know if Ms. Cornwell has different thoughts on that.
This was received November 2nd. We just got it tonight. And there's a lot of information in here to go over.
I have no problem of, I don't think we should leave it open at all, because it's been advertised. I don't think she get anyone else in. We heard what they had to say. I think table it. We got a lot to look at. And for DelDOT, I don't think we should even look at that. And just go over what we got to look at here and make a decision from what we heard tonight and go from there.
So I make a motion then that we table this application until the first meeting in December.
Give us a chance to look at it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah, I think that's good.
All those. It's our December 10th meeting then, right? First meeting be
is
the
that
10th.
Our first meeting?
Yep. I believe that is.
Huh?
Well, you're involved tonight, aren't you?
December 10th.
Yep, December 10th. Oh, yeah,
because there's caroling on the circle. Well,
right, it gets pushed a week.
Yeah.
So all those in favor of that motion and second, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? The motion is carried.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir.
Next case, please.
Our next case